right now. Our scripture for our consideration for this Resurrection Sunday will be coming from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 27. The Gospel according to St. Matthew is chapter 27. Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 27, verse 62, and chapter 28, verse 8. Lord our God, have excellence in your name in all the earth. Oh, Father God, once again, another time that this few of your saints, Father God, have been getting together around the world just to hear something from you. Father God, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for all things great and all things small. Wonderful. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and ask that you be with us as we open your word. Give us a rhema word, oh Father God. Recorded. One fit for the circumstances and situations that your people are going through at this present time. God, God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. You've been better to us, oh God, than we've been to ourselves. That's why we sit at your feet, oh Heavenly Father. We sit at your feet, and we ask that you speak a word to us that will encourage us on this resurrection morning. We thank you, oh God. And whatever we accomplish in this setting, Father God, in this period of time, we'll be careful to give you, oh God, all the praise and the glory, honor and glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 27. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 27. And the 62nd verse. Now, the next day that followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate. I do 63rd verse also. Saying, sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. That was Matthew chapter 28. Are y'all with me? Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 27. And verse 62. Wow. Now the next day that followed, the day of the preparation. Matthew chapter 27, verse 62. I want to keep going to 68 here. 62. Here we go. Now the day that followed, the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate and saying, sir, we remember. Oh yeah. We remember. That when the deceiver was alive, he said he would rise on the third day. Now, Matthew chapter 28 and verse 8. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. I'd like to put a tag on this Resurrection Sunday, just for a little while to speak to you. It's not over. It's not over. Over.
Amen.
Friday has passed. Amen. Jesus has been crucified. The pulse of the body was taken. The toe tag was written.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yes.
His bloody and bruised lifeless corpse is pulled down off the cross at the request of the Pharisee Nicodemus, who was a secret follower of Jesus and a wealthy man by the name of Joseph of Arimathea. Nicodemus and Joseph buried the body of Jesus in a tomb that was borrowed from Joseph. In the old Baptist tradition that I was raised in, we were taught that Jesus was put in a borrowed tomb because he did not plan on occupying it very long. With the burial and the death of Jesus, things are seemingly settling down in Jerusalem. Law and order has been maintained. Peace exists once again. The riot has been avoided. Pilate's job is secure. The priests have their privileges back. Things are getting back to normal.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
His disciples are now in hiding in Jerusalem because they are afraid that the same Pilate that killed their leader Jesus will soon take after them, look for them, to be certain that this Jesus thing is over. But for the priests and the Pharisees, the issue is not the disciples. They have a bigger problem on their mind. And they remember this threat is not done because Jesus is dead. For you see, the priests and the Pharisees remember, while Jesus was alive, he prophesied that if you destroy this temple, in 3 days, I will rise up again. The Pharisees and the priests seem to remember what the disciples have forgotten. And that is, it ain't over yet. Just because Jesus is dead, so they convene a meeting with Pilate, saying something has to be done to be certain there's no rumor of a resurrection. Because they know that if we thought we had problems with a miracle working, water walking, water to wine Jesus, how much more will we have trouble if word gets out that this fellow survived the crucifixion? Their fear is not rise from the dead. They have dismissed that. Their fear is that disciples will steal the body. If the body is stolen, it sets off a chain of events. If the body is stolen, y'all, someone is going to say he rose from the dead. And if someone says he rose from the dead, someone else is going to believe he was the Messiah. And that deception will be greater than the first one. So they understand if this body goes missing, this Jesus thing is going to get worse. So they convene a meeting with Pilate on Saturday morning, and they say to Pilate, listen, we have to lock that tomb down. Because if we can just hold out until Monday morning, we can show his body and prove that he did not get up like he said he would. And then this thing will be over. All we got to do is make it from Saturday to Monday. If we can make it to early Monday morning, this Jesus story is done. They go to Pilate because they believe that Pilate, acting with Roman authority, can make certain that the body stays in that tomb. Y'all with it? With Roman power, Pilate can be certain that nobody says he rose from the dead. With Roman power, Pilate can be certain that no one believes he is the Messiah. Because all they have to do is lock the tomb down for 48 hours, show the body on Monday, and it's over, this Jesus thing. They go to Pilate with a request. Pilate gives the command that the tomb should be secured. Because if Pilate speaks, it surely nobody will go against Pilate. Pilate says to them, you got it, have your way, lock the tomb down. Watch what he says. Do everything you know how to make it secure so we can put an end to this Jesus thing. The Bible says the Pharisees and the priests, under the authority of Pilate, go to the tomb, and they seal it up in 3 ways. Are you still with me, y'all? 3 ways they seal this tomb up. Number one, they roll a stone in front of the tomb. The stone is meant to make certain nobody goes in and nobody comes out. Number two, they put a seal around the stone. The seal was the sign of Pilate's authority. Roman power is as if Pilate had taken a signet ring, his ring, and pressed it on the seal around the tomb. So that anyone that came by knows that Pilate says this stone is not to be moved. The Roman governor has given a decree that nobody in and nobody out, because Pilate has shut this tomb down. Number three, to make sure the stone and the seal were obeyed, some soldiers were placed outside. Sign of military might and Roman rule. Because we are going to shut this resurrection stuff up. A stone, a seal, and some soldiers. Because Pilate said, Jesus' body will not come out of that tomb.
Well,
surely nobody has more authority than Pilate. But Sunday morning, come to find out that the Pharisees, above the priests, above Pilate, there's another authority that operates on earth that can undo anything. Anything that Pilate said should not be done.
Yeah.
They find out that there's a God who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all, everything and all they thought can happen.
Yeah.
And this God has showed up. Now we don't know when. We don't know when. But my good BTU and Christian education training, hello somebody, that it was sometime between the sunset on Saturday and early on Sunday morning.
Yes, sir.
They come to find out that Jesus has been resurrected. Now, the term resurrected in the Bible, it is a Greek term.
Well,
Anastasia. So you can learn some Greek here today. The prefix ana means again. The prefix ana means again.
Well,
Stasius is a verb which means to stand.
Yes, sir.
So Anastasia's resurrection is just not literally a resurrection of the dead. No, no. Anastasia's, y'all, is resurrection literally is a reference to someone who has been knocked down.
Well,
but gets back up again. Someone who has been shut down and decides that you're not going to be, I'm not going to be shut down no more. Someone who has been quieted and opens their mouth again after the authorities have shut them up. The resurrection is the continuation of the rebellion and the radicality and the revolutionary message of Jesus the Christ.
Yeah.
That in the resurrection, God is saying to Pilate, the Pharisees and the priests, you can't stop what me, God, is doing. You can't kill the movement of God. You can't control this. You can nail him to a cross and God still will work.
Yes, he will.
You can put him in the tomb and God still has authority. You can put a stone in front of it and God still can outdo all of that. No matter what they've done to you, you have a God that's able to resurrect you and give you strength and power. I don't know what you're going through, y'all. Amen. God is saying it's not over.
Right.
As a matter of fact, watch how God proves it's not over. You will look and see the number one desire of the priests and the Pharisees when they went to Pilate was they wanted to maintain possession of the body. As long as we have possession of his body, we can shut down any rumor of a resurrection.
Yes,
because whenever somebody says he is alive, all you have to do is take them to the museum, show them the dead body on display, and prove Jesus is still dead.
Well,
as long as we have the body.
Yes, sir.
There will be no more, Jesus talk. So they have a problem on Sunday morning. They got a problem early Sunday morning,
not
you
Lord,
know?
Not Lord.
Because on Sunday morning, the body is not where they left it. The only explanation they can come up with is disciples have stolen it. I know I'm in the book.
Yes, sir.
I need you to see the ignorance and the fallacy of this argument. Because the priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate and said, give us some soldiers so the disciples can't steal the body. Then when the body is gone, go back to Pilate and tell him the disciples stole the body.
Yes, sir.
While you were not looking. That's what they told the soldiers to go tell Pilate. If you don't know what that is, this is the proverbial throwing someone under the bus. We got the soldiers to keep the disciples from stealing the body. Now we're going to say that some disciples who were scared for their life, hiding out in an upper room, fishermen from Galilee, with not one weapon among them, have sneaked into the graveyard, sneaked into the cemetery, overpowered some Roman soldiers, moved a 2-ton stone, taking a body in the middle of the night, and nobody see nothing? They have to account for the body. There are some extra biblical those sources that I read that say once they find out that the body of Jesus is missing, they put an APB out in Jerusalem.
Amen.
The Pharisees have to find the body. We have the disciples hidden the body. We have to find that dead body of Jesus, because if we find the dead body, this Jesus thing is over. Mm-hmm. There's always been a search for the dead body of Jesus. Now, beloved, here's what's strange. Can I help y'all here? Watch this now. Time and history have a way of uncovering everything. We thought it was hidden. You give historians and archaeologists some time, and they will find just about anything.
Yes.
They have found the Rosetta Stone, which allows us to decipher hieroglyphics. We found the tomb of King Tut and all his riches.
Yes.
We have found the ash-colored city of Pompeii after the eruption of the Arbus in 79 AD.
Yes.
We have found the lost city of Troy to confirm some of the Greek mythology. We have found the Dead Sea Scrolls from the Cameron community.
Yes.
We have found the bones of dinosaurs that used to roam over the earth.
Yes.
We have found the Osteopithecus bones of Lucy to verify some of Darwin's mythological theory. Oh, yes. Help me, somebody. We even found the Titanic on the bottom of the ocean floor.
Yes,
but the one thing
yes,
that has never been found are the remains of dead Jesus. Could you imagine the party that would break out in hell if the dead body of Jesus was discovered? Do you know how much joy Satan would have if he could take you to a museum and show you the crucified remains of Jesus?
Yes.
Every Bible would be burnt.
Yes.
Every church would have to shut down its doors. We would be what Paul said, the most miserable of all people. But let me tell you why the dead body of Jesus has never been found.
Not all.
Because there is no dead body to be found. For he is not dead, but he is alive as he said he would be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I wish I had an Old Testament church in front of me. Can I get a witness up in
yes,
here?
Sir. Yes, sir.
When the musician would lead in the resurrection song, I serve a risen Savior.
Not all.
Okay. He's in the, because he's in the world today, or he may be singing, because he lives.
Yes, sir.
I can face tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
There's no body to be found. The Lord has resurrected. Jesus, look at what God, look at what God did to do. Hey, I can do. I'm going to prove you that it's not over yet. There's a seal that God removes. There's a stone that God rolls away. There's some soldiers that God restrains.
Mm-hmm.
God sees the seal and says, I don't care what Pilate says. God sees the stone and says, I don't care what obstacles are in my way. God sees some soldiers and says, I don't care what enemies
say
they can't be done, that you can't get what I got to you. When I decide to move, I will break some rules. I will move some obstacles. I will handle some opposition. I came to prove to you today, people of God, that it ain't over yet.
It ain't over.
Because God is still breaking rules, still moving obstacles. And God is still dealing with your opposition. There are some people under the sound of my voice right now. Know that God breaks some rules to bless you. That God gave you what you should not have.
Yes.
God put you where you should not be.
Yes.
God delivered what you did not earn.
Yes.
That's right. Favor ain't fair.
Yes.
Is there anybody that can say where they're at right now that knows God broke some rules when he favored you?
Yes, sir.
Somebody like me should not be living like I'm living.
Yes.
But God, not only did he break some rules, he moved some obstacles.
No.
I wish somebody would say he made a way out of no way.
Yes, he did.
He moved some mountains.
Yes, he
and
did.
He made some ways in the desert.
Yes.
He brought water where there was no water. And my God handled my opposition.
Yes, sir.
God shut up some lying lips. He prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies. He turned my enemies into my footstool. Somebody knows it's not over yet. I'm living proof that it's not over.
Yes, sir.
Because God is doing the same thing in my life that he did for Jesus back then.
Yes, sir.
You can't stop what God is doing now. Not only did the Pharisees and the priests wanted to make sure the remains were not removed, but watch this. They wanted to make sure, I'm going to say this real slow, they wanted to make sure that they prevented proclamation that he's risen.
Yeah.
going to happen if folk get out there talking about he's risen. Uh-huh. We're going to have another riot on our hands. Because if he's risen after we crucify him, what are we going to do with him now? If you survive the worst, people of God. Right. If you have survived the worst, people of God. Are y'all hearing me? They can do to you. I got some folk that know that everything they knew how to do to stop you, but God allowed you to survive it anyway.
Yes, sir.
The worst they ever could have done, when you have come through the worst, what you gonna do with me now?
My Lord.
You did all you can do, say, what you can do with me now? That's another sermon. That's another, watch it. Baby, I've been talked about. Uh-huh. I've been scandalized. I've had my name in the rumor mill. I've been sick as a dog, and God brought me through all that sickness. Yeah. So they want to prevent the proclamation that Christ has risen from the dead.
My Lord.
It is funny now. Oh, well, let me slow this thing down. It's funny when the women get to the tomb because the brothers didn't go. Oh, that's a whole nother sermon. When the sisters get to the tomb,
yes.
The angel only gives them one assignment. Watch the proclamation.
Go ahead now.
Listen, when you leave from here, I want you to tell everybody that he's risen.
He's risen, right?
Everybody.
My Lord.
Lottie, Dottie, and everybody.
Yeah.
Not anybody, but everybody.
Everybody.
That Christ has risen from the dead.
Yes, sir.
The resurrection connects what he said was going to happen and what has actually happened.
My Lord.
Here's the power of the resurrection.
Go ahead, sir.
Of Jesus. It validates, your time, it validates every promise God has made. Mm-hmm. It secures every word God has given. That in the resurrection, I have faith in everything that God said he would do for me.
My Lord.
If God said it, God will do it.
Yeah.
If God promised it, God will perform
yes,
it.
He will.
If God foretold it, God will fulfill it. If God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. All I have to do is trust and watch God do what God said he would do. Here's where it gets deep now. Oh, here's where it gets deep. Pilate gave a word saying the body should not go nowhere. And Pilate's word didn't mean nothing.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to rest for days. What Jesus said is exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Pilate has authority, but his word falls short.
My Lord.
Jesus makes a promise, and his word never falls short.
My Lord.
I'm going to give you the easiest amen in this message. I got good news and bad news. The bad news is you can't trust what people say.
Amen.
Somebody out here on the sound of my voice ought to be old enough in life to know you can't trust what everybody tells you.
Right.
But here's some shouting good news. You can take my God at his word.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Whatever God said, he can do. He is able to do that in your life.
My Lord.
He's able to do all things, to work all things together for your good.
My Lord.
He's able to take the weeping out of your night and bring you some joy in the Lord.
Yes,
he's able to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory.
Yes, he can.
He is able to speak to yourself. What you need to do where you at is speak to yourself and say, I can trust me some God.
Uh-huh.
In the resurrection, we have the collateral for every promise that God has made. How do I know? That he will never leave me nor forsake me. Because Christ lives. How do I know that no weapon formed against me will prosper? Because Jesus lives. How do I know that what they meant for evil, God will work to my good? Because Jesus lives. Help me, somebody. How do I know that in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his tabernacle? Because Jesus lives. How do I know that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength? Because Jesus lives. How do I know he will work all things together for my good? It's because Jesus lives. I got to go. I'm keeping y'all too long. I'm feeling real good right now.
Go ahead.
Here it is. The Lord says, it is not all because I am still doing what I've been doing.
Yes, sir. It is not all because I'm still fulfilling my word. Watch this last thing. Why the Pharisees and the priests meet with Pilate. Watch it. Because they want to do something that shuts down the rumor of resurrection.
My Lord.
So they can call Jesus a deceiver. We want to make certain that whenever the name of Jesus is lifted, that people will shake their head and say, that was nothing but a fake, phony God.
Yes.
We want the name of Jesus to remind you of a failed God. We want the name of Jesus to make you lock your jaws, cross your arms, fold your legs, and dare somebody to make you get happy because they said Jesus.
Right.
We want you to hear the name of Jesus and declare there's no power in that name.
Not Lord.
Jesus was resurrected.
Yes,
young.
He was. Yes, he was.
And when the disciples saw Jesus, they began to call him a whole lot of names.
Yes, Lord.
They didn't even call him Jesus when they first saw him.
Well,
watch me now. Let me get in my Bible for you. Can I teach them about? They call him Lord.
Lord.
They call him Savior.
Uh-huh.
They call him Redeemer.
My Lord.
King of Kings.
Yes.
Lord of Lords.
Well,
the wheel in the middle of the wheel.
My Lord.
The
my
bright
Lord.
And morning star.
Well,
the rose of Sharon.
Well,
my way when there ain't no way.
My Lord.
He's the Alpha,
Pre-check.
The Omega.
Yes,
he's the beginning and the end.
Oh, yes,
he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is God with us. Oh,
yes.
Y'all asleep. Now watch this. The names, all those names, watch this.
Woo!
All those names they called Jesus were names that they reserved for Caesar of Rome.
Yes, sir.
The Romans called Caesar Lord. The Romans called Caesar Savior. The Romans called Caesar Son of God.
My Lord.
But the disciples recognized that there's one greater than Caesar.
Yes,
Come on now.
Yes.
And he's the Lord of Lords.
Yes, sir.
And when we know that there's a power in the name of Jesus, I want to let you know why it's not over. When you call on the name of Jesus, things begin to happen.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says at the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess.
Yes, sir.
It says, do you know when you say the name of Jesus, demons in hell begin to tremble.
Yes,
in hell begin to tremble and shake. At the name of Jesus, sickness backs up. Packs up and back. Jesus, doors are open.
Yeah.
At the name of Jesus, favor comes your way.
Yeah.
There's no power. There's power, y'all.
Power.
In the mighty, majestic
name
of Jesus. I'm convinced, I don't know about you, but I'm convinced that it ain't over yet.
It ain't over.
Because he lives.
He lives.
We can face tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So at this time, I kept you long enough. Sorry, it got good to me. I understand you that someone out there on the sound of my voice do not know. The Lord is their personal Savior. Now is accepted time. Now is their salvation. Harden not your hearts when you hear the voice of God. We're in a time here. At times like this, y'all, we need a Savior. If you got God as your Savior, you can run to Psalms 91 and hang out right there. In Psalms 91, he said that God will hide his people in the secret of death in his tabernacle. He will hide them under his wings. He said no news from pestilence, virus, whatever will come your way. All you have to do is accept the Lord as your personal Savior. You don't need to be in the church. You don't need a pastor standing over you. Just call upon the name of the Lord and he will hear you. He will let you know it's not over yet. Let us pray. Well, Lord our God, our excellence, your name in all the earth. Father God, you did better than us and we bend ourselves, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask you to bless everyone in the sound of my people.
Yeah.
Father, bless them and keep them right now. Make a way out of no way for them. Father God, touch their minds and give them peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, we ask right now in the name of your mighty and majestic Son called Jesus that you come into their life and while they have some quiet time, that you make yourself real known to them. Father God, minister to them. Let them know that it's going to be just all right. That you said, know, Father God, that in the midst of a bad situation, we, as people of God, that we still can increase. Father God, bless every pastor and that every church is open in your name. Bless every child of God that's called upon your name. But Father God, help us to remember that you're still in control.
Yes.
That you work all things together for our good. We're not worthy of Father God. We ask that you create us a clean heart and renew in us the right spirit. And when you've done that, oh God, we ask you for a fresh anointing. One fills up from the sole of our feet to the crowns of our head. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we just want to do your will. We want to follow you. We want to be more like you, Jesus. And Father God, let this word sit on somebody's heart. Let them be encouraged in a time like this. Bless and keep your people. Father God, we're just trying to do what you ask us to do. Have mercy upon us, oh Father God. Look beyond our faults and meet us and see our need. If you do these few and several things for us, oh Father God, we'll be careful to give you all the honor and